Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. Look, fix it, don't mix it. America's veterans deserve a strong VA and not an outsourcing voucher. Joining me this morning, Dale Barnett, National Commander of the 2.2 million member American Legion. National Commander Barnett, a West Point graduate from Douglasville, Georgia, is a retired Army officer and veteran of Desert Storm. Good morning to you, Dale.
Well, good morning. It's good to be here with you.
Well, look, first of all, I want to start with an experience I had. I have a dear friend that I had to take to the VA. It was my first experience there. We got there at 4:15. She did not get seen until 6 the next morning. There were people in the waiting room moaning. It was a little scary. There were people fussing. There were people just sick, really sick, and they were saying, well, we only have one doctor on staff, and you're going to have to wait. And so, I got to see that firsthand, and it was such an eye-opener. I said, wow, this struggle is really real here at the VA.
Well, you're so right. The struggle is real. And when you have a veteran that comes in need of medical care, it should be an experience that is helpful. And what you just outlined, and I don't know if that was at the Atlanta VA or not, but I know that the Atlanta VA is a big, big facility. I've been there many, many times. In fact, as you mentioned, I am from the Atlanta area, and we're very familiar. And possibly it is that the Atlanta is just so big and so large, it's so difficult to get that timely personal care that we should be giving to our veterans. And that's unacceptable, what you just outlined.
Yeah, and it was Atlanta. So, Dale, is that a money issue? I mean, what really is going on? We see it from the outside in, and all we see is they're not caring for our veterans. And my son is in the Army right now. And I said, Lord, I pray nothing ever happens to this kid that he has to do that, because it's crazy.
Well, and I don't think it's a money issue. I really don't. We advocate for a robust funding of our VA healthcare system. Mm-hmm. And I think that Congress has done a very admirable job of giving the funding. What is necessary, though, is accountability. And we need to be accountable to the taxpayers. We need to be accountable to our veterans to provide the best health care at the best cost. And I don't know that this is unique only to the VA. I can see that we've got all sorts of stories of our medical treatment and the cost of medical care in our country has skyrocketed. So it may be a bigger issue than just the VA. But I'm telling you, the experience that you just outlined, it's not acceptable, and we're going to do what we can to ensure that the VA provides a positive experience to the veteran.
You know, Dale, and even in the experience, being there, there was one guy, and he said, look, I'm coughing up blood. I'm scared. And I just started crying. It was just, I was like, what can we do here? This is crazy. So what can we do? How can the VA be improved, and what can we as civilians do to help?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that. Tomorrow I'll be going to Washington, D.C. To be meet with the VA Secretary, Bob McDonald, and other members of the Blue Ribbon panel. That is going to continue to examine the role of VA in meeting the healthcare needs of our veterans across the country. Mm-hmm. It's unacceptable that we would have wait times, and I'm glad that you were having this discussion, because I think sometimes people say they don't understand what the veterans are complaining about.
No,
but
I'm
when
here.
You have the stories that you have. Yeah. And that's not, and I will say that the Atlanta VA is so large and serves so many veterans that when I've gone into some of the other VA facilities, specifically Augusta, Dublin, Tuskegee over in Alabama, I think you get a little more personal care because they're smaller.
Okay.
But when we get into the large urban VAs, we have a unique set of problems because they do serve so many. And we've just got to continue to address that. I think one of the best things that we did in the VA healthcare system was our community outpatient clinics, our CBOX. And they have been a tremendous plus because they're smaller, there's more personal care. The veteran, it's like going to their local doctor. And I
think he doesn't have to travel to a big city. He doesn't have to go all the way to the city to get care, right?
Absolutely. And and opening additional community outpatient patient clinics, we think that's one of the ways to address and to get that more unique and personal attention that might be subject to that particular veteran's needs.
So they're talking a lot about outsourcing here, and we hear a lot in the conversations about it. What exactly does that mean for the veteran?
Okay. I'm glad we've been talking about the CHOICE program.
Mm-hmm.
And the CHOICE program was designed, if you couldn't receive an appointment within 30 days at your VA healthcare provider because maybe they didn't have that specialty doctor, that you could be outsourced to the local area. Great plan. Super plan. Unfortunately, we've got some problems in that rollout. I know the industry standard should be that a VA provide that provider, that outsourced provider payment within 30 days, 80% of the time. I think that's a very valid goal. I think that would be what the industry would expect. Unfortunately, as I've been going around the VAs across the country, I found out that that's probably closer to 25 to 30% are being paid within 30 days, which means some providers are opting out. They don't want to provide the care because they're not getting paid in a timely manner. And I guarantee you tomorrow I'm going to have this discussion with the VA secretary about the fee payments to our outsourced providers in the VA. Because we deserve that those they get paid timely, and unfortunately, sometimes the veteran's getting charged by the provider because the VA is not making timely payments, and that is totally wrong.
That is something right there. And who doesn't want to do the work and not get paid? You know?
Well, absolutely, and that's a realistic thing. And the goal of, I think, 80% payments within 30 days is a valid objective.
It
we just
is.
Need to work towards making that. And I will tell you, some of our administrators in the VA system are telling me to champion this cause too. And the person that needs to fix that is the VA. So I'm going to take it right to the guy, and I'm going to challenge him to fix that for our veterans.
Absolutely. You know, on the front end, and I looked at how young when my son went in. Some of those kids look like babies. Going in and for the babies, you know, and they go and fight and put their lives on the line for us, and they can't come back and get care. It's baffling, and it's baffling to most of America, you know.
Well, it should be a sacred bond that our government has made with those young people who have sacrificed in this generation. The sacrifices that we've asked this current generation that are serving. It's been multiple deployments, all over the world, multiple times, several years, and that exposure has created some unique medical needs in the area of PTSD, TBI, and we need to do whatever we can to provide the best health care available. And we need to be progressively looking at ways to help veterans, not ways to say no to helping veterans.
Exactly. Dale Barnett, National Commander of the Member American Legion, and we thank you so much for your hard work. Keep on plugging. We're right behind you.
Well, thank you so much for caring so deeply as you do about our veterans.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye.